producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We're here. We're live. We're back. It's the United States Health Freedom Congress in St. Paul, Minnesota, Hamline University. And we've got quite a lineup tonight, and I've got all kinds of surprises happening this week as well as we head into the CDC March the weekend in Atlanta. There's going to be more information updating on that a little later. Liam Sheff's going to join us. We're going to talk more about the oil alarm. We debuted it here at the United States Health Freedom Congress, an 18-minute animated short. Very interesting. We've got a new guest a little later, Tina Diffley, and she's going to teach us all how to grow food. She's an amazing organic farmer. She has a book out as well. As Johanna Johns, she is the daughter of one of my heroes we had on last night, and that would be, who would that be?
Diane Miller,
my hero. And that is the voice of a powerhouse. She's a superhero in her own right. Tammy Goldstein is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we first connected at Autism One. And she does absolutely incredible craniosacral work. She's also the author of Coming Through the Fog, Functioning Recovery of Autism and Sensory Processing Disorders is Possible. The work you did with your daughter, we talked about it before at Autism One. And I just want to say before I let you speak, because I know you can talk, and you had a great presentation this morning here. And it happened to be the morning after you passed a monstrous kidney stone. And I've never witnessed someone who has controlled the pain. You went through it with the energy coming through your hands and the people that were around you as well helping. But my goodness, you are amazing.
Thank you.
And that's just witnessing, like I said, when I call you a superhero, what you can do, and you are driven in this lifetime to achieve certain things for really good reasons. And we're going to get to that. But also I want to say your ability, working with the Upledger Institute, your craniosacral work is extraordinary. I came off of the airplane the other day here, and you said I was, what was the Yiddish term you used?
Fakakta.
Fakakta. I was so messed up. My body was warped. It was altered. It was, and I laid down. You're like, oh my gosh, this is going to be work, right? And you know, within 15, 20 minutes of things you did, I was standing up straight again, and, I knew where to go. Where's Tammy? So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So we're here at the Health Freedom Congress. You presented, because we've got a dilemma, and you've heard me speak as well. Two things. One is we've got an existing population of children and youth and young people, young adults even, that have been injured by vaccines, whether they're diagnosed into the autism spectrum severely or mild or anything in that realm. And we've got a real crisis on our hands. They're being discriminated against within the school system, the medical system. They've got the world stacked against them and the families, right, as a mom.
Absolutely.
Right? And then there's the other aspect that, I'm also interested. It's a parallel track, is preventing this from happening to any other children and young adults, right? But for the sake of where we're starting with you, Tammy, we've got to deal with a whole lot of people. Is it thousands? Is it hundreds of thousands? I mean, it is growing by the day, the numbers of injuries and autism.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely. It's frightening. You know, I'm going to give you a little bit of history here because, you know, when I first started my journey trying to figure out what was going on with my child and I first was hearing about autism, autism prevalence was about 1 in 10,000. Mm-hmm. Now, in the late 90s, when Heather was diagnosed, children were born absolutely healthy and normal, and they appeared to have normal development until around 2 or 3, and then something insidious happened, and they developed autism. The only commonality amongst all of that were that we started vaccinating, and those kids got a lot of vaccines at the age of 2. Now, I've seen this circle come forward. So let me tell you, the numbers went from 1 in 10,000. I watched it. You know, at that point, they didn't really have prevalence information. Then it went from 1 to 1 in 700 and something, and then 1 in 450, and then 1 in, you know, 250. And, mm-hmm. you know, we're down to 1 in 50. And now we're vaccinating the day of birth. So you can't put all those neurotoxins in a developing child whose neurological system is still developing and not think that there's fallout.
Mm-hmm. Well, the fallout is not only the initial damage that seems to get worsened with every denial by a doctor that it is the vaccines had anything to do with it, but then the treatment. How do we care for these children when they don't acknowledge the cause?
Well, and there's part of the dilemma, and I see a lot of parents, myself included, that sort of got, you know, redirected. You follow your insurance. The insurance then takes you to Western medicine. Western medicine's protocol, for the most part, is pharmaceutical drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So my daughter was on an 8-year cycle of pharmaceutical drugs that didn't help her and at times made the situation worse. You know, I felt like I was a mouse on a wheel just running, you know, in circles. How long do you do fail treatment options before you jump off of that merry-go-round and say, I'm going to look for other things?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I got when my daughter really deteriorated after the hepatitis B shots. 40 seizures a day.
Well, and by the way, back then it was what, at age 2, not at birth, right? It was
right,
a little different.
Right. Well, and Heather wasn't diagnosed at 3,
mm-hmm.
but I noticed a huge change in her health. Between 2 and 3 is when she developed systemic rashes. She stopped connecting with people.
Mm-hmm.
She started having this little tick. ADD, ADHD, OCD, ODD, all of these things evolved. She developed asthma. She severe environmental and food allergies. So the child that was eating, you know, an orange a week before the vaccine
mm-hmm.
couldn't eat that orange a week after the vaccine. That, I don't know why it was, but she became allergic to all tree-bearing fruit. So, you know, I kind of took a step back from vaccines and I attempted to do research, and there was little to no information, little to no information. When we relocated to Wisconsin, they required the hepatitis B shot when my daughter was going into middle school, and that's what really flipped her. So the seizures really became prevalent. She started having 5-day shutdowns where she was unable to walk or talk, sensory processing disorders, and I quit my job to research autism and see what else was out there, what mm-hmm. were people doing. And I had to leave my state to get answers and network with other, I chose to network with other parents. Mm-hmm. I did talk to some other doctors in different states, but really the parents are in the trenches. They're on the front line.
Mm-hmm.
So when I heard a parent talk about a characteristic that their child had that spoke to me about my child, well, gee, what are you doing? How you doing it? Who does that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we eventually got on a different path to functioning recovery. We were told to institutionalize her. We were told they could give her more drugs and stronger drugs. I wasn't solving the problem.
No. By the way, we're talking with Tammy Goldstein, a returning guest, and we're here at the United States Health Freedom Congress in St. Paul, Minnesota. Her book, Coming Through the Fog, if you haven't read the story, it goes through that journey. And, of course, you almost call it a miracle, but the miracle was your tenacity, your willingness not to give up on your daughter and institutionalize her like the doctors, the experts, the authorities have said. Mm-hmm. That, to me, is the miracle. And the moms out there, you know, that's what was it I heard during the Congress? They said the Dalai Lama said the Western woman, Western mom would be the save, would save the planet.
Would save the planet.
Maybe he predicted this, but indeed we see the moms being the ones that are raising the alarm bells, even if the doctors say no, you didn't see what you saw. Well, they know they saw what they saw.
You know, you have a child, and certainly, you know, my kids were young. I stayed home with them. I was able to have time with them.
Mm-hmm.
You spend 24/7 with a child and you bring them into a doctor, and the only thing that occurs in that doctor's office is that they receive a shot, and then they're not the same. Even if the doctor doesn't even want to consider that it's vaccine injury, which is something that I repeatedly brought up, a mother knows.
Mm-hmm.
I witnessed it. I know the child she was before.
Right.
And I know the child she became after. And it wasn't the same.
Mm.
It simply wasn't the same.
No, but the good news in your story and why you're out there as a real, I'd call you a renegade, but you're really, how would you say, a real champion for these kids and for the moms that are, and the dads too, that are looking for some way out, that working with your daughter, Heather, you were able to bring her to the point where she's bought a house, she's got a part-time job, she's verbal. I mean, you know, from where she started, that is extraordinary.
We were very lucky. What really spoke to me about autism is it's a disability about brain function. So the first person that really became our savior was, I kept hearing about sensory processing disorders. And I have to say, we were turned away from every OT in a two-hour radius from our home, except for one.
Mm-hmm.
And she taught me a lot about what sensory processing is and how that impacts how you function. So she started with some sensory integration therapy, and because of the 40 seizures, she recommended and was trained in cranial sacral therapy, which I had never heard of. Uplet your cranial sacral. I couldn't even pronounce it.
Right.
But, you know, if I'll tell you the quick scenario with Heather. She went for her first session with the occupational therapist we used.
Mm-hmm.
Heather, who could feel everything, kept saying, well, I don't feel anything. She's not doing anything.
Right.
But when she got off the table,
mm-hmm.
she hugged and kissed me. And I know most parents say, well, kids do that. Children with autism don't always hug and kiss their parents.
No, this was a
parents.
Significant shift in one session.
I hadn't felt her cheek on my cheek since she was a baby.
Wow. I just tell you know, you get chills when you think about that. We're going to talk with you more. Can you stick around? Another segment with Tammy Goldstein. Her website as well is called comingthroughthefog.com. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscoutbell.com. Right here on our syndicator GCN, you can listen through TalkStream Live as well. And we've got lots more healing to go. Check it all out, though, at robertscoutbell.com.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check it out there, and you'll see a link as well and a picture with me and Tammy right here at the United States Health Freedom Congress. And, Tammy, we got to get right to it because I mentioned the term discrimination. And what I meant by that, discriminating against the children who are vaccine injured. And the families, too, and how this impacts you, how it bankrupts families and such. Can you explain what's going on?
Well, there are two areas. First, medical freedom to choose what's appropriate for your child. I appeal to my insurance company for years to get certain things covered that ended up being not only crucial, but what led us to functioning recovery. So there's your first obstacle. How do you navigate through the medical domain and juggle that so you can appeal for insurances and you can get access to what little funding you have? The average cost to bring a child to functioning recovery right now is about $70,000 a year.
$70,000 a year.
$70,000 a year. We're not talking uphill. Mm-hmm. We're talking children need OT supports, PT supports, speech and language pathology. They need biomedical therapies. You need to clean up the gut. There's a serious gut-brain connection in these children. Some need social skills training. They have different educational needs, and there needs to be allowances for that. Now, the educational domain we can talk about for hours.
Right.
But children on the spectrum are legally discriminated against within an educational domain because the educational domain has a little different definition of autism than the medical. The schools are not required to use current evaluation tools or follow doctor recommendations. So now as a parent who's paying out thousands of dollars for independent therapies, they're being undermined in a public school environment when those supports either can't be accessed. You know, if your child passes the educational testing that's being administered that doesn't have to be current and they don't meet that educational standard, they're not entitled to access any supports in school.
Wow. You know, it's a dilemma, of course, big time in California where SB 277 passed. They're already trying to implement it, even though it's not in effect. They're kicking kids out of school. They're saying they can't even participate in online courses. I mean, it's just insane. Now, I'm not a big fan of public education based on what I see the manipulation of the thought form and how it's corrupted us. I think it's sending us down into, you know, almost a repeat of, if not overtly, but, you know, subtly, you know, in my Jewish ancestry, we know about the Holocaust. And you know, the manipulation of people, they'll pit them against people, and they're now ostracizing and villainizing the families and the children who are not vaccinated. And every one of these kids who was vaccine injured came from a family who was pro-vaccine, interestingly enough.
My child was vaccinated. She had 14 dosages of four vaccines. I can't imagine where she would be, if she would still be with us today, if we followed the current recommendation, which is 69 vaccines between birth and age 18, 49 dosages administered between day of birth and age 5. Now, I am also Jewish, and I have to tell you how strongly I feel about this. My ancestors did not survive the Holocaust, so that in 2015, I would have potentially dangerous medical procedures forced on me.
Or my children. I think, you know, I'd like to wake up the population again. We forget history because it's distant now, even though we sort of know it, but we don't realize that there are similarities here. When you can violate the skin barrier, as it was called yesterday on the show, we talked about that, then there is no limit to what government will do.
If I were only required, or if I was forced to follow the typical protocol for autism, my child would be institutionalized today.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, she graduated high school, a secondary school, drives a car, works part-time, and bought her own home in 2012. That would never, ever have happened if we stayed in a system that wasn't working and we didn't fight.
Well, check out this inspiring story. You may want to tap into the craniosacral therapy, the techniques that Upledger has been teaching, and you can do that. People can learn it, right?
Absolutely, they can.
Yeah, well, check it out. The links are in the show notes, as I said, at robertscottbell.com. You can go to comingthroughthefog.com. We got some really cool stuff coming up with Liam Sheff, as well as organic farming, how you can do it. We need to, with Atina Diffley, next hour. Stick around. Lots more healing to go.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce
high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
in the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we just premiered The Oil Alarm. This is an 18-minute, 17.5-minute or so short animated feature that is just profound. And it's you know, very simply lays out the picture of how we got here. You know, we talk about how you know, people ask, how do we get here? And where are we going, right? Check out The Oil Alarm. And to help us understand it a bit more, Liam Sheff, my good friend. Liam. I am here at the United States Health Freedom Congress, awaiting the connection to Liam Sheff. Patrick, do we have him? Oh, he's not ready. Okay, he says he's here, but he's not connected or ready. Well, let me just say this about that. The concept of how we got here is interesting. It's fascinating to me. He says he's speaking, but for some reason we can't hear him online. Patrick, see what you can do to make it go. But the concept of where we are, if you've been alive since any time in the 20th century to now the 21st, everything has been this way forever. Even though you can read about in the history books, there was a time before the age of cheap, free, and abundant oil. Okay, and over the time span that oil became so abundant, particularly the 20th century, the mass expansion of the population of the earth, the mass expansion of commercial farming, factory farming, the mass expansion of what they call organic chemistry, the millions and millions and millions of synthetic chemical compounds that have bombarded this planet and the people and animals on it, happened in the age of oil when the German chemists figured out they could take these molecules and manipulate them and create all kinds of cool stuff, whether it be Velcro or Tang or anything in between. Polyester wasn't so good in the 1970s, the disco era. But all of those things played a role in bringing us where we are today. And the oil alarm, the oil age, brings up some very interesting things that need to be considered and discussed, especially as many scientists now are acknowledging that we passed the peak of oil. And what does a decline look like? How does it impact our future? How does it impact our daily life? Is it going to be a catastrophe, a crisis that we cannot recover from, or is there a way we can say, okay, I know what's going on, here's what I'm going to do differently, and we'll be okay. We'll survive this thing. Patrick, do we have Liam ready? Okay, calling in again. So I'm trying to set the stage for Liam and the work that he's done in investigating this and trying to bring it out in a way that focuses not on the problem as much as what we can do, what we really need to do, and what we will do to bring ourselves that autonomy that is necessary, that some of you say, hey, you know, I'd like to be more autonomous. I'd like to be less dependent upon substances and people and corporations and global governments, if you will, non-governmental organizations that say they're going to save me and protect me when we know they're not. They're doing the opposite. So what's the answer? Do we beg, plead, steal, cajole, borrow? What do we do? Is there something we can do? Liam Sheff, are you there? Still not, Patrick. You know, I set this thing up so beautifully, and I'll continue talking about it. Question is, can we survive the decline of peak oil? Now, some people are still under the impression that there is a ghost of Nikola Tesla on an alien spaceship hiding behind the moon, on the dark side of the moon, and they're ready to beam down Tesla coils for everybody, and it's all going to be good. And then Liam Sheff says, no, that's not the way it's going to work. Hey, Liam, welcome, finally.
Oh, my God, am I here?
Yeah, you are live on the air.
Thanks for having me on the show. How did it go?
It was great. We even have an organic farmer that I'm going to talk to next hour, and she's, you know, she's going to comment on that. I don't think she totally got it because she was thinking in terms of oil consumption, you know, of going local versus there are some producers that are using less oil in their production methods, and then if you add that up, even if it's shipped, it's less than others. I don't know. I was getting into some math.
Right. But how did the general audience take the message? The message of the oil alarm, you mm-hmm. can watch the first clip of the oil alarm if you go to theoilalarm.com or look up the oil alarm on Facebook. Or
yeah, we have it linked there. Yeah.
Yeah. Or look up anything related to oil alarm on YouTube, and there's mm-hmm. a sort of a minute and a half that's an introduction to the whole thing that says that it's time to grow food again. That's really the issue. It's time to grow food again in our front and backyards and public lands and public spaces around universities, hospitals, and government buildings along mm-hmm. roadsides that are growing nothing but grass and weeds. The message of the oil alarm is that we built this 20th century, this long 20th century into the 21st, on this stuff that was essentially free for us. We had so much of it. Oil. It's intensely expensive now. It's getting harder and harder to pull out of the ground. We're fracking and tar sand mining to get mm-hmm. oil. As we do this, we're going to find that, as has happened in the last 20 years, prices go up and up and up, that Monsanto land, which is totally farmed by petrol-burning machines and fertilized by anhydrous ammonia, which is, you know, natural gas, it becomes also too expensive, too caustic, too polluting. The tar sand oil is heavy. It sinks in water. It's harder to get out. It's full of sulfur. It's harder to refine. We're going to find our 250 million cars in the United States dwindling mm-hmm. down to manageable numbers. There's a possibility that we'll be find the population of the United States dwindling down to manageable numbers because we all eat Monsanto land garbage. So the message is to grow food again. That's the primary message of the thing. So if there's a farmer who didn't understand that, watch it again. Watch mm-hmm. it again and watch the...
Well, she came in a little bit after it started, so that, I kind of understand that. But like I said, I just sharing others, interestingly enough, of course, there are a lot of valid concerns about things. We talk about geoengineering, the spraying from above, of course, the GMO issue. But all of this is dependent upon cheap and easy oil until it becomes unsustainable. It won't be affordable to do it. And so even as we covered yesterday on the show, like a $495 million, you know, one day decline or something ridiculous in Monsanto stock or maybe sales, we see that as McDonald's is suffering, even the franchisees are saying this could be a disaster. All of this is related to that concept of or that very reality of peak oil. And one of the things in the peak oil video, the animation that you did, it talks about the fact that the government and the media are not talking about it at all. And they acknowledge, they saw that. They said, yeah, we're not hearing about this at all. They're all saying there's plenty of oil.
Well, there's plenty of, you know, carbon in the ground. There's plenty of, you know, burnable carbon. If you could maybe put a nuclear bomb on the bottom of the Arctic Ocean and blow it up, you might release some gas and oil, and then you could try to collect that. If you could take the largest steam shovel ever and just clear out parts, large, you know, many thousand mile square foot swaths of the United States, and, you know, bulldoze them down to about a half mile or a couple miles, you'd have to get rid of the people, also the rivers, lakes, animals, and everything. But there's definitely some burnable carbon down there. It's thick. It's tarry. You're going to need to reclaim some of that water that you've scraped off by destroying all the land mass to boil that rock to get the oil out of it so that we can continue to run the cars. Of course, by destroying so much of the country, we'll have interrupted the roadways, so it won't be so easy to get things from California, a desert state in right. severe drought, to the rest of the country.
Right.
I know that we're set for an El Nino, so it's supposed to rain more. California's aquifers are, you know, drained down to 2,000 feet. A little bit of one rainy year doesn't really matter. How did it go? I mean, what was the reception like in general? Did people say, because my message to the Health Freedom Congress is, listen, it's nice when somebody puts a non-GMO label on something that comes from wherever it comes from, Bolivia,
right.
China,
mm-hmm.
Belize, but why isn't the message of all environmental movements, let's relocalize because the
sure.
non-localization of food is really the problem.
Well, and I think some of that did come out this conference, this Congress as well. So the reception is definitely more, you know, it's more open than ever. Of course, this is a fairly aware group, obviously. You know, one of the things that, you know, concerns the folks is, you know, how do we make that connection? Right. How do we see it the way you have been exploring it? You have been investigating it and compiling this information and putting it out in this feature animation. And I agree. I think you need to watch this more than once because there's so much in it. It's only 17 minutes or so. And there's so much in it that, you know, I watched it the first time and I watched it the second time and I saw things I didn't see in the first time. So, you know, you condensed a lot into a short period of time.
I worked on it for months and months. I I put a lot of necessary information. And so if people had questions, like, well, maybe oil comes from the middle of the ground and it's made by elves. So I had to answer that question in the video.
Mm-hmm.
Oil seems to be old algae and plant material compressed inside of sandstone, a couple miles or a mile or a half mile down. I had to answer that question. So that's in there. It's a short segment. Well, what about fracking? So I had to answer that question. The energy return on fracking is much lower, magnitudes of scale lower than of standard oil drilling. Why are we going toward fracking? Because the great oil fields of the world are all in decline, some very steeply, but all of them inexorably. You just have to answer, what about water? Well, how is water related to oil? It's related to oil because we diverted all the great rivers in the West to feed cities that shouldn't really exist, like Phoenix and Tempe and Los Angeles and Las Vegas. Everything really is connected to oil and water.
Yes, it is stunning. And Liam, we talked about you're going around the country. I think you're out on the West Coast now presenting this and doing presentations on it. Is this something that people can do locally? Do they need you there to show this? How is it going to get out to the world so we can discuss this more?
This is going to be released once a week until the holidays, Christmas or solstice, whatever you celebrate. There's going to be a release of a short clip of the movie. Excuse me. That short clip will be very digestible, the way the short clip that's out now is. Mm-hmm. It's very understandable. And by absorbing them bit by bit, you'll say, ah, okay, the connection. By Christmas, the whole thing will be out. But if you mm-hmm. want to put on a screening of The Oil Alarm, a garden party, a dinner party with friends and neighbors, you can have 5 people, 10 people, you could have 100 people, whatever you want. You can watch it as a couple or as an individual. But if you want to have a party screening, contact me through the Facebook Oil Alarm page or any of my pages and say, we want to do this. I will get you a link, and you can show it. The agreement that you make with me is that you show it, and you don't repost it, but you show the movie. And then you take some pictures, and you send some notes of what you and everybody discussed.
All right, stand by. We're up on a break, Liam. Stick around. We're going to play a one-minute audio clip that you'll hear of the narration of The Oil Alarm when we come back in this next segment. And we got lots going on here in St. Paul, Minnesota. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In 1790, with a population of 4 million people, 90% of Americans worked on farms. By 1900, it was 38%. Today, less than 2% of the U.S. population farms in a nation of 320 million people. In the oil age, we altered the way we grow food. Instead of using ancient methods, natural fertilizers, crop rotation, and growing a variety of local foods, we use oil to power giant machines to farm single crops on hundreds of millions of acres. To protect these unnatural monocrops from insects and disease, we soak them with pesticides made from oil. We use oil to mine for minerals to feed our fields, leaving behind toxic byproducts and rapidly draining our large but limited supply. We even use a petroleum byproduct to fertilize our fields. Natural gas is converted, under great heat and pressure, into ammonia, which we spray on the depleted soil to feed it nitrogen.
Well, there you go. A little bit of a sneak preview, if you will, of the narration by Liam Sheff of the oil alarm. That talks about the when we talk about protesting against fertilizers and pesticides. It's all, it should be obvious, but it isn't to everybody, that it's all based on oil. And when oil goes to $1,000 a barrel, it's not going to be tenable. I mean, the whole basis for that which we are protesting against, or that which we don't want to buy and that which we want to label against, can't exist in a place where oil is not cheap and easily available.
Right. When we built the 20th century on cheap, readily available, light, sweet crude, what we have left is medium and very heavy, sticky tar. And we're not finding any new stuff. Exxon and I think Shell just pulled out of the Arctic. They're just not going to be able to get what we built the world on. The 20th century is an anomaly in history. It looks different than every other century. It looks different than every other century because we had this energy source for which one barrel is worth about 15,000 hours of human labor. We never had, the Romans didn't have anything like that. The Assyrians, Babylonians, Greeks, Turks, you know, no, Genghis Khan didn't have anything remotely like 15,000 hours of labor in a barrel. But we did, and that's why we built the Empire State Building and the World Trade Centers, and it's probably why we knocked them down, so that we could go into the Middle East and, you know, claim, put a hold on the remaining stuff. If that's too controversial for you, I understand. The movie itself isn't political. The movie is pure economics and a little bit of geology. And the geology is this. The heavy stuff is at the bottom. We've used up all the light stuff. It's really hard to get the heavy stuff. And to get oil now, we have to spend more oil than almost we get. In order to get oil out of the tar sands, you have to sink in one barrel for every maybe 2.5 barrels that you get out. That's a very bad return. When we started drilling for oil, we were getting thousands of barrels of oil out of the Kern River Valley in East Texas for every barrel that we sunk in, literally thousands. To get 3 barrels of oil means that we're not running a complex society anymore, and the machinery just has to shut down. If you get 3 and then you have to pour even more back into the whole network to get the oil to you, you might end up with a 1-to-1, at which point the thing just grinds to a halt. So before that happens, and before people sit around and start telling me about suppressed technology, my answer to suppressed technology, I had the same question in Las Vegas where I gave a talk. A very nice guy named Paul asked the question, and I said, okay, that's fine. Do you have any working models, you know, for free energy or a great suppressed technology that we can just implement 1-for-1 with everything we have? And to his credit, an honest man, he said no. No, there are no working models for a 1-to-1 replacement for all of this. Well, okay, if that's the case, then the world we've built on the power of cheap oil is indeed in danger of catastrophic collapse. Catastrophic collapse. The power outage that occurred in the northeast 10 years ago happened because a power line fell down, I think, somewhere in Ohio and blacked out most of the northern east coast and even some, into some of the south for weeks. All of that is fixed because big trucks running on diesel fuel come along. Because big giant machines that mine for ore are able to manufacture the metal that is then used to put in place to fix the wires that came down.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's the perspective. And Liam, I appreciate you, all that you're doing. And we're obviously going to continue following up on this. And if you want to host an event showing the oil alarm, then go ahead and check it out. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And next hour, we're going to go back to the garden. We're going to start farming. Whether you want to go into business or whether you want to do it like I'm doing it in my backyard, I want to learn a lot from our next guest, and she'll be joining us after the break. Thank you, Liam Sheff.
You got
the power. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids for exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.